The news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. Alan Dershowitz, a law professor at Harvard, said on Fox News Wednesday evening that President Trump has the constitutional right to direct his FBI director to stop an investigation of anyone by simply pardoning that person. Throughout American history, from Adams to Jefferson to Lincoln to Roosevelt to Kennedy to Obama, presidents have directed, not merely requested, that the Justice Department investigate, prosecute, or not prosecute specific individuals or categories. Dershowitz wrote, "It is only recently that the tradition of an independent Justice Department and FBI has emerged, but traditions, even statutory ones, cannot form the basis of a criminal charge." An attacker threw an explosive device over the fence of the U.S. Embassy in Kiev that detonated in the early hours on Thursday. There were no injuries, according to the report, but authorities are calling the incident a terror act. A top Iranian official on Thursday rejected President Trump's condolences after a pair of terror attacks in Tehran, saying Iranian people reject such U.S. claims of friendship. Reuters reported that Iran's foreign minister, Javid Zarif, called the White House's statement repugnant. An American tourist died after falling off a cliff while taking a selfie on the Greek island of Zakynthos, police have said. Diana Rosa Delgado, who had dual American and Cuban citizenship, leaned too far over the edge, the Coast Guard recovering her body. And a major church in Indonesia's predominantly Christian Papua province says a riot in the provincial capital last month was sparked by the military burning Bibles, contradicting police accounts of the events. The report was filed by the Evangelical Church in Papua. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And for more news that will make you think, join me at TheBingeThinker.com.
Microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill, talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we have the latest breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, Mr. Comey finally took the stand before the Senate committee today, and what he said and how it all played out, that's now the order of discussion right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Did the president at any time ask you to stop the FBI investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. elections?
Not to my understanding, no.
Did any individual working for this administration, including the Justice Department, ask you to stop the Russian investigation?
No.
And that, my friend, is the sum total of what 2 hours worth of Senate time boils down to today. All the rest of it's window dressing. All of the, oh, he lied to me, oh, he said this, oh, we had dinner here, oh, what, blah, 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 blah. None of that, what, Mr. Play that cut again. Mr. Comey answering direct questions about absolutely illegal wrongdoing.
Did the president at any time ask you to stop the FBI investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. elections?
Not to my understanding, no.
Did any individual working for this administration, including the Justice Department, ask you to stop the Russian investigation?
No.
It doesn't get more direct than that. Not only that, and there's a ton of stuff about, you know, whether Mr. Flynn's investigation and all these other things had implications of whether or not the president was trying to strong arm the process. But by the way, let me tell you what's coming up. We've got two really keen legal minds that are going to join us. And I've got a very special guest coming up in the later in the hour, too. Let me start there. For those of you that have been hearing about the play Chow Bella with Karen Abercrombie, the Miss Clara from War Room, that is opening tonight, not on Broadway, but not far from Broadway, the Sheen Center. It's in Manhattan. But if you want to come see that, she's going to be with me in the third segment tonight. That's going to be fabulous, as I believe the production will be. But in the next two segments, I've got kind of parallel legal minds. One is a prosecutor. One is a constitutional law expert. Alan Dershowitz of Harvard Law School and the professor, constitutional scholar, will join me in the next segment. Now, he's taking time out from being with his family on vacation in France to do this. So I'm really grateful for him doing that. And then Katie Fang, who is a former prosecutor and a partner at Berger Singerman in Florida, and she's also an NBC and MSNBC legal analyst. You see her on the Greta Van Susteren show quite a bit. We will get some legal perspective from her as well. So I'm going to save the legal analysis of all that until we have those discussions. But I've got to get to some of the things that were said today, because there were some really significant things that when the media has been focusing on one outcome in its narrative, when it is predetermined that it is supposed to come out a certain way and it doesn't come out that way, then there's a lot of mess to clean up. And I think that's what's happened here. CNN and ABC had just about convinced the world that James Comey was going to say things today that were going to criminally implicate the president and the administration. It doesn't come anywhere near criminal. You may say there, if you believe everything that Comey says is 100% true, it may cause some violation of like government rules or something along those lines. But there were no laws broken. And when you consider how judicious, and I'm using that with quotation marks, judicious Mr. Comey was with the illegal use of a server by Hillary Clinton on the other side of the equation, and the documented mishandling of classified information, and the ongoing huge mountains of evidence that she just did not care about how she handled, or whether she was hacked, or whether any of the information she was responsible for ended up in the wrong hands. You look at that mountain of evidence and how he just didn't seem to care about that at all. And then you narrow it down to a president saying to someone who reports to him, the FBI director, I know that Mr. Comey didn't like this, that position reports to the president of the United States. It's part of the executive branch. You report to the attorney general. But one up from him is the president of the United States. Your ultimate boss is the president. And one of the reasons I'm having Dershowitz on in the next segment is because he wrote, I believe it was in the New York Times this morning, that it is actually customary practice for the president to be able to instruct the FBI to investigate and prosecute, or to not investigate and not prosecute individuals at the whim of the presidency. So you're going to hear a lot on the other media about how somebody said, well, I would hope that you could drop the Flynn thing. And that's a reference to General Flynn's perhaps wrongdoing in his interactions with Russia before or during or post the election. And when the president came, when it became full knowledge to him what had happened, he fired him. He asked him to resign, which he did, and it was only after that that he went to Mr. Comey and said, and only on one occasion did he say to Mr. Comey, I would hope that you could let the Flynn thing go, according to Comey's testimony. Now, the White House's counsel is saying that Mr. Trump never said that at all. So let's take the worst case scenario. Mr. Comey is telling the truth. What he is describing by saying that Mr. Trump said this was a cloud over his presidency and he would hope that we could let it go is not, in the legal definition of terms, an instruction to drop the case. And Comey said as much today. He said as much. He was asked about whether or not the Trump administration asked him to drop the investigation, cut four.
Are you confident that no votes cast in the 2016 presidential election were altered?
I'm confident. By the time when I left as director, I'd seen no indication of that whatsoever.
Director Comey, did the president at any time ask you to stop the FBI investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. elections?
Not to my understanding, no.
Did any individual working for this administration, including the Justice Department, ask you to stop the Russian investigation?
No.
So it's pretty clear. Comey was asked about the whole thing about whether or not hope is, in fact, a direction, an instruction. Cut nine.
There's 28 words there that are in quotes, and it says, quote, I hope, this is the president speaking, I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He is a good guy. I hope you can let this go. Now, those are his exact words. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you wrote them here and you put them in quotes?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for that. He did not direct you to let it go.
Not in his words, no.
He did not order you to let it go.
Again, those words are not an order.
No. He said, I hope. Now, like me, you probably did hundreds of cases, maybe thousands of cases, charging people with criminal offenses. And, of course, you have knowledge of the thousands of cases out there that where people have been charged. Do you know of any case where a person has been charged for obstruction of justice or, for that matter, any other criminal offense where this they said or thought they hoped for an outcome?
I don't know well enough to answer. And the reason I keep saying his words is I took it as a direction.
Right.
Well, okay, you took it as a direction, but that's not the word. That's not what the words mean. And you just admitted in the two previous questions that that's not what the words mean. And in fact, you told the president that you weren't going to let it go, and the president never brought it up again. He never brought it up again. We're just getting started on this conversation, friends. Please stay with us. Alan Dershowitz, Katie Fang, Karen Abercrombie, opening tonight with Chalbella at the Sheen Center, and Kevin McCullough, glad to be here. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. Coming right back. Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or LandmarkGold.com. That's LandmarkGold.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Glad to have you with us as we continue to kind of look at what happened with the testimony of Mr. Comey before the Senate hearing today. They then went into closed hearings, and there'll be other things that we won't know about there. But even before the hearing took place today, I read a quote from my next guest in a major periodical this morning that kind of, I thought, settled the matter before the hearing even took place. And that was that he argued that it is customary for presidents to not just ask, but to instruct the FBI and the Justice Department on who to prosecute and who not to prosecute. And I want to ask him a couple of follow up questions about that. Alan Dershowitz, the vaunted lawyer, author, constitutional scholar, now joins us. And I believe it's at some great price personally because he's with his family. But Alan, thank you for being with us. Kevin McCullough, good to have you back.
Nice to be back. I'm in the most beautiful part of France in the Alsace area. But I'm happy to talk to you for a couple of minutes.
I appreciate that. You did say this morning that many presidents have had the tradition and the expectation that the Justice Department and the FBI are not nearly as independent as what we've been hearing about in recent media reports. Could you expand that a little bit?
Well, first of all, Comey said that today. The most important part.
He did. I was amazed.
Which all the media are ignoring. Why are they ignoring it? Because they've been denying it. I've been the only one who's been saying this. And every other pundit has been denying it, and so CNN didn't even mention it because all their pundits have been wrong. What Comey said is that the President of the United States would have had the authority to command him not to investigate Flynn and to stop his investigation of Flynn. In fact, Comey went further. He said the President has the power to direct the Justice Department and the FBI who to investigate, who to prosecute, who not to investigate, who not prosecute. That is clearly what the Constitution provides. And so there can't possibly be any criminal conduct based on the president exercising his constitutional authority. Now, the rest of Comey's testimony was devastating to President Trump. He basically called him a liar. He said he doesn't trust him. He had to take notes of everything he said. He said that he violated the rules of the Justice Department, not criminal rules, but traditional rules, and said a great many things that were very, very seriously critical of the president. But he put to rest the notion that there is any possible criminal conduct.
Well, and there's a couple of other things that I thought were significant in Trump's favor in his testimony today, and that he was basically forced to admit that the word hope, which is what he said about the Flynn investigation, that the hope that that this could go away was not an instruction, and that the president never brought it up again after he had that first meeting with him about it, and that the president never asked him to interfere with the Russian investigation, which seems to be kind of the meat of everything that they've been pointing at.
Well, I think you're partly right, but partly not right. He did say he understood the hope to be a direction, because when the hope comes from the president, it's a direction. He, without using this analogy, he basically said it's like getting a kiss from the head of the mafia saying, I hope you will do the right thing, an offer that can't be refused. But that doesn't matter, because he then said, even if the president said, I direct you to do this, it would have been within his authority to say that. I think it's very important that he did say that there was no conversation whatsoever about stopping the investigation of Russia. The only request was on behalf of a friend, a good guy, please let this go. He's suffered enough. Don't go after him. And Comey basically said, I agree with you, he was a good guy. And then he went forward and continued the investigation. So that can't be the basis for criminal conduct, nor could his request that he be loyal. That's not a crime.
Yeah.
Nor could firing it be a crime. So I think we have put to rest, based on Comey's testimony, any possibility that the president could be charged with obstruction of justice or even impeached on the ground of obstruction of justice. That doesn't mean what the president did was right. And I think Comey made that distinction rather sharply and rather clearly.
We're speaking with American legal scholar Alan Dershowitz, who also is not only an expert on criminal law, but also constitutional law. Professor, let me ask you about this. The independent counsel, the Senate committee, the House committee, these are all three different investigations that are going forward. Is this a wise use of the public resources?
No.
Is this something that we should be doing on so many different levels?
No. We shouldn't. We should be just having Senate and Congress investigations, perhaps an independent investigation, but not a criminal investigation. There is no need for a special counsel. There is no need for a criminal investigation of the president. The president's been told 3 or 4 times he's not a subject of a criminal investigation. I think that's a waste of money. And it's also very dangerous, because you have the special counsel putting his evidence in front of a grand jury behind closed doors, no lawyers. Not the best way to get evidence or information. The best way is to do it in the public forum, like we saw it today. So I think today was a good day for America. I think the day that the special counsel was appointed was not a good day for America.
The former FBI director also seemed to implicate that the former attorney general had, in fact, asked him something, and he kind of threw her under the bus. How did you make his discussion about the Loretta Lynch passage? What made sense of that?
I thought that was devastating, too, for the attorney general to say this is a matter was political, and it shouldn't have been done. And I think he was trying to be equally honest on both sides. And he was very critical of Lynch. He was critical of Bill Clinton. And, of course, he was critical of President Trump. So I think Comey came off better today than he had in the past. I just wish he had the courage, when he leaked stuff to his law professor guy, his friend who he didn't even name, would have had the courage to present this information himself, not to use a friend source to leak it. But Congress, the Senate ought to learn the name of the friend and ought to subpoena the memos from the friend. He would have no privilege.
Well, and that's
acting as his lawyer. He was acting as his friend.
That's a legal question I also had. If he wrote that memo as the director of the FBI, is it his to give to a law professor at Columbia? And what's the relevance to that in terms of his behavior?
No, I think there are some questions about that. He shouldn't have used the law professor as a conduit. And I think that's a serious issue, and he shouldn't have coordinated. If he did, he denied it. But there are sources that say he coordinated his testimony with Mueller, who's the special counsel. I think we have to learn about that and see whether there's any truth to that. But the heart of the testimony today was to distinguish between criminal and political. And I think he did a good job in distinguishing what is a crime. And I think he's made it clear that no crimes were committed, and what is something that the people in the United States have a right to judge President Trump negatively if they choose to.
Yeah, well,
That's the way democracy operates.
And as this conversation has come full circle, we go back to, and that narrative has not been the one that the networks have been telling, and you called them out on it, and and I appreciate your time, Professor Dershowitz. Thank you so much for being with us. All right, Kevin McCullough, we've got lots more coverage of the Comey hearings that will be coming up. I want you to stay with us. The former prosecutor, Katie Fang, joins me. We will discuss other elements of the discussion today before the Senate committee. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Kevin McCullough, you wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint. And you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k, taking physical possession today. It's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The president is the head of the executive branch and could direct, in theory, we have important norms against this, but direct that anybody be investigated or anybody not be investigated. I think he has the legal authority.
Wow, that was just one of the many things that Mr. Comey said today that I found not only rather significant, but also highly underreported in most of the media coverage of the debate thus far between Comey and Trump. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Our stellar legal analysis of this rather highly legal goings-ons in Washington continues. You just heard from Professor Alan Dershowitz. We now turn to former prosecutor Katie Fang, who's a contributor to MSNBC, a trial lawyer, and a former homicide prosecutor, and someone we've talked a lot about with the Justice Department issues. Katie, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Oh, always happy to be here.
What did you make of the, I don't know, the two or three, I would say, significant things that Comey kind of established, even though there was a lot of other window dressing around them? Can we come away from this clearly saying there was no obstruction of justice and, you know, the investigations go on and so forth? I mean, is that kind of what the takeaway should be from this?
I can't say that. And
okay.
The reason why, Kevin, is because I think just as there has been several analyses on the idea that it's a measure of context, I think that's exactly the situation. I mean, you have to see whether these individual members of the committee listened to Comey's sworn testimony today and the way that he answered the questions posed to him. And mind you, there's a closed door session that's going on this afternoon.
Right.
So I'd love to know what the questions are going to be.
Of course you would.
Be in that, right?
Popcorn,
but, you know,
for the front row on that one.
Exactly. Talk about must-see TV. It's something that depends upon context, Kevin. So I say this for the example. If I tell you that I hope for a certain outcome, does that mean that I just told you to do something? I mean, it's just all depends on how you perceive it. It's perception. It's
yeah.
Context. And so if the members of this committee think that Comey was given a directive to get rid of and dismiss, you know, not pursue something, maybe, just maybe. But, you know, it is kind of a very inflammatory statement to say that the president of the United States was obstructing justice by having these one-on-one conversations with former Director Comey.
Well, I want to ask a follow-up on that particular point, because Mary Catherine Hamm at The Federalist was quick to put out a piece today. It's interesting, and because I read through the 7 pages of Comey's pre-statement that he released mm-hmm. yesterday, and he didn't repeat any of that today, which I actually found helpful. But he actually initiated the first one-on-one with Donald Trump on January the 6th, where, you know, he personally wanted to discuss with the president some personal aspects of some of the things. And so he asks if he can have a private one-on-one with him. And that's kind of overlooked when everybody else is focusing on the next meetings were one-on-one and how, you know, unusual that was and extraordinary and, you know, didn't have anybody else in the room and all the rest of it. Comey was actually the first one to call for a meeting, just the two of them.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at the reasoning why he didn't want to embarrass the president, so I kind of feel like it's a little bit of a throwaway, that first one-on-one meeting that happened on January 6th, but for the fact, Kevin, that was the first meeting that compelled Comey to start taking notes in these memos that he wrote.
Well, and
so something transpired that said to him, I'm going to start taking detailed memoranda of these meetings with President Trump. And so if there was something totally innocuous about that meeting, then why would you then feel compelled to start taking notes and keeping notes?
Let me go back to the hope issue for a second, because I thought that Senator Kamala Harris was pathetic in her analogy to a robber who would say, oh, I hope you'll give me your wallet. I doubt she won that case as a former prosecutor. But I know what Comey's getting at in terms of the use of the word. But Alan Dershowitz wrote an interesting piece. I think it was in The Times this morning where he said it is presidential custom and a legal right to instruct, not to ask, but to instruct the FBI to prosecute or not prosecute, investigate, not investigate, to either the justice or the bureau if they so wish. And the fact that He only brought it up this once. Comey testified. He never brought it up again. Nobody else in the administration ever brought it up to him again. It seems to me like if it had really been a desire to kind of strong arm him into doing it, he had the legal right just to tell him to do it. Why not go that path?
Okay, so because you and I both know, Kevin, that nothing is ever that black and white. So, again, context and perspective. Mike Flynn wasn't some rogue dude doing what he was doing necessarily, to the extent that people would say that President Trump himself was connected in some way. Whether, and we heard for a fact it was put to bed today. Former Director Comey said President Trump himself was never being investigated right. by the FBI. But even Trump himself said that his, quote, satellite associates might have something going on, right? So, you know, the fact that Flynn was affiliated with the president kind of leans towards the idea that maybe there is this insinuation, if not directive, provided to Comey to not pursue this. And that is what made Comey so uncomfortable. And he put what we heard during this testimony this morning. There were 28 words that were put into quotes during the in the 7-page memo. And so it kind of makes you wonder, is that an exact, almost court reporter stenoed, right, exact quote attributable to the president?
Interesting.
And if so, that's a little disturbing, Kevin, if you see, you know, I hope you can let this go. I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go.
Katie Fink, thanks as always for your analysis. We appreciate it. Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, you may have known her as Aunt Clara from the War Room movie, one of the most successful faith-based films ever released. But a few weeks ago, she let you in on a little secret here on this broadcast that she was coming back to New York, just for New York, for a brand new play. It opens tonight. It's big opening night. For Chow Bella, the drama with music written by Karen Abercrombie, and Karen rejoins us. Hello, Karen. Good to have you.
Hey, great to be here with you. Great to be here with you.
So it's big opening night. Are you nervous? Are you excited? Are you just,
You know, it's so much hard work, but I'm more excited than anything, you know? And I'm really happy to be able to get this project out there to the public, something I've been working on for quite some time. So I am excited.
Well, we're going to talk about where that came from. But, friend, if you're listening and you would like to see Karen Abercrombie, Aunt Clara from the War Room, but completely different character. We're going to talk about this character in Chow Bella. She is performing at the Sheen Center. It opens tonight. You can get tickets by going online to sheencenter.org. That's S-H-E-E-N center.org. Or you can dial 212-925-2812. And that's their box office, and get tickets that way. And I got to say, it's a beautiful venue. I've been to many things at the Sheen Center, and it is intimate. It is warm. It is so well designed, and it's just really a fabulous setting for this play called Chow Bella. Now, Karen, you gave us a little bit of a peek, but some people weren't here when you were with us in studio that day. What are they going to see about Anne Baxter in this play? What is significant about the character Anne Baxter that you're playing in Chow Bella?
Well, Annie Baxter is a fictitious character, but at one time she was a world-renowned singer and brilliant composer. But life, due to some tragedies, a string of tragedies, as a matter of fact, she's now homeless, living on the streets of New York City, but she is still composing music. So the audience will get to hear some beautiful music, because she breaks into music quite often. And it's only a two-character piece. Chaz Shepard, who some of the audience members may remember if they loved Seventh Heaven. He was a regular on that show.
Sure, sure.
And he has been on Broadway in Dreamgirls and Colored Purple and The Game, a television show. He's done a lot. He's really an amazing actor and singer. So it's just this two-character piece and revealing this wonderful story. Now, you'll see this character, she's a bit manic, but approachable and warm at times, too. But Chow Bella also happens to be a love story, one that rivals that of Antony and Cleopatra and Romeo and Juliet.
Mm, mm.
You know, so I'm excited. You know, we see homeless people. I lived in New York, and then in L.A. I'd seen homeless people, and the numbers, you know, they're continuing to grow. But at first I would feel compassion. I may would stop and speak to them or pray for them, wish them well. But at one point I just turned off and I wasn't seeing them. And sometimes I would look over and, you know, I'd be thinking, you know, drugs, alcohol, bad choices that you made. But, you know, in reality, the greater numbers of people that are out there are people who have had to deal with a catastrophic illness, or job loss, mm-hmm. or divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've been catapulted out there in the world of the homeless. So I open up this character so you can see her journey, how she got to where she is. And hopefully when people leave, they won't be able to look at homeless people the same way. And we are all the same. And many of us could be in her shoes at any time.
It has been called a hauntingly beautiful tale of love, betrayal, and the illusion of contentment. Friends, I want you to come see it. Now, it plays tonight through the 18th. At the Loretto Theater at the Sheen Center. And again, if you don't have tickets but would like to get them, sheencenter.org. And tonight being opening night would be a fantastic night to do that. But on the 15th, 1 week from tonight, we're going to have the Kevin McCullough listener is going to be invited to be there. AM 570, The Mission, AM 970, The Answer. Anybody that hears me talking about it, even if you're in other parts of the country and you want to come, get online at sheencenter.org and then make your way to the Sheen Center on June the 15th, because we're going to have a night with the people that are hearing this. And we're going to look forward to having you. 212-925-2812 is where you get tickets. 212-925-2812, 212-925-2812. And again, Karen played Aunt Clara in The War Room and Annie Baxter in Chowbella. Karen, it sounds like they're pretty different women.
Oh, very much so.
Pretty significantly end of the spectrum kind of thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I love it. I love using my God-given gifts to bring these different stories to life. And, you know, when I step in front of a camera or an audience, you know, live audience, it's just worship to me. That is
which
what it is.
Which do you prefer, making films or doing live theater?
I enjoy both, but there's nothing like that live theater experience. You've got the audience right there. You're sharing energy and such. There's nothing like that live experience.
Well, and I have to imagine that for the next 10 nights, you're going to be eating very carefully, walking very gingerly from the hotel to the theater every night, not stepping in any potholes, because there's no understudy for you on this. This is you all the way.
No understudy. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to enjoying it. And what was it like to put your own fingerprints on a production? I mean, you wrote the thing, you brought it to life. Has it been? Would you say it was worth it?
It was a project of love, definitely worth every minute. I wrote the music, I wrote the story, and to have it all come together and God put everybody in my path that I needed.
If I'm summarizing you correctly, I'm hearing you say that it's the hardest thing you've ever done, but it was well worth it. And friends, come see the fruit of it. Sheencenter.org for tickets. 212-925-2812 for box office. 212-925-2812. Chow Bella. Karen, thanks for being with us. We'll see you at the theater.
I look forward to it.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint. And you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs,
And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k, taking physical possession today. It's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or Landmark.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough, eager to every single day help you boost how you evaluate the news around you by obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, pursuing clarity. It really is the primary function of what we hope to accomplish with this broadcast. And we work really hard, friend. We work really, really hard to try to give you that to the best of our abilities every single day. So thank you for being here. And there will be much more that we will have to say about all of the news of the day as it goes forward. I still think it is rather remarkable that Mr. Comey earlier today admitted that he leaked his own memo. The question that I posed on social media as I was live tweeting the event this morning was, if that's a federal document, in other words, that's a memo that he wrote while as director of the FBI, then why did he feel like he had the freedom to go give it to an unclassified law professor at Columbia University? What does some law professor at Columbia University have? Why do they have the right to hold in their possession a memo that belongs to we the people? Because as a document of our government, that is ours. That belongs to the people. It doesn't belong to a private citizen. It belongs to all of us. We have the right to see that. And I think that we should press them on that. Anyway, there'll be lots more of this discussion coming up, I'm sure. By the way, I want to make sure that you know this is the last day that you can enter the contest to win the pearl necklace from our friends at Lord's Diamonds. And if you have not yet done so, send me an email as soon as you can to kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com, and put in that email on the subject line, pearl necklace giveaway. But we're giving away from Lord's Diamonds a beautiful quality, A-plus quality, Akoya pearl necklace. And it's got a 14-karat gold lock, and we'd like you to have a chance at winning it. So send me that email as quickly as you can. You can also call our phone number at 800-340-3373 for the next 10 minutes and register that way as well. We just need your name, your address, and your telephone number. So put that in the body of the email. Put spring necklace giveaway or pearl necklace or something like that in the title. Send that to kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com, or call 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, and hit button number one and talk to Alex and give him your info. All right, Kevin McCullough, that's it for today. Our eyes on breaking news tomorrow. See you then.